on. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's kind of faded, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'll try to speak a little louder.
Pull it closer to you if you need to. Yeah, lift up.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. You, tap it. Is it on?
Yeah,
you don't have it on.
Make it work.
Now tap it. Yeah, now it's on.
Now it's on.
Hey.
There we go.
Okay. Today is September 10th, Friday. It is 11 o'clock, 2021. We are here to hear a couple personal property, and that's what I need to confirm. But before we get to all of that, I'm going to let everybody in the room introduce themselves, and you introduce yourself as well, and then Margaret will do the swearing in. My name is Glenda Mudgett, Equalization Board.
Louie-Ann Deere, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Sharon Clack, Business Personal Property.
Nikki Evans, Business Personal Property.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
And you, sir?
And I'm Nolan Williams. I'm a representative for Merit. I work for K.E. Andrews & Company out of Dallas, Texas.
Okay. I'll let Margaret do the swearing in.
Okay. All witnesses, raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
Okay. Well, first, I wanted to make sure that we had the right information, that we were only hearing two parcels or two business personal. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So all of these others that were sent in, we are not hearing those.
That's correct.
Okay. So the business personal that I have that we're going to hear is 6011261, and the other one is 6011260, owner agent Ozark Gas Gathering, on both of those. So what will happen is the assessor will go first, then you will present your evidence and go second, then after that they can rebut. And we'll let you rebut on that or make a comment, and then the Equalization Board will render a decision, and you'll get a letter within 10 days. So right now we'll let the assessor go first.
We received a rendition form in for the MidCon energy account.
Nikki, is your mic on? Turn your mic on and pull it closer to you.
We received a rendition form for Merit MidCon Energy, formerly Ozark Gas Gathering, on August the 5th, 2021. It was accounts that were formerly rendered to the PSC, and I put them on. They reported the length of the pipe and the size of the pipe, and we used the Oklahoma schedule, and I calculated it out, gave them a discount because it showed that it was abandoned. One of them was abandoned and the other one was inactive, and gave them a 20% discount because of that. And I have talked with Mr. Williams, and we went back because I didn't have a year for the pipe. So I used the first year that it was reported to PSC. That was 2014. And after I spoke with Mr. Williams, he sent me documentation. There's an email in here where he changed it. Wasn't 2014, but it was 1998. And I recalculated it and sent the revised bill that you guys have and the assessment notice back to him.
So the one stamped revised in red is the latest one. That's the one I put separately. Then you have
those are the ones that were sent back yesterday. Okay. So
that's all we have.
Okay.
New, sir.
All right, good morning. Thank you all for taking your time and letting us do this on Zoom. I did send a packet in. I'm not sure if the board has that in front of them or if I can do a share screen.
It should be. It's from all that
problem. We do.
Okay, so no need to share screens. Everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. The first two pages of my attachment, I've got them numbered on the bottom right-hand corner, are the revised notices from the assessor, just as she spoke of a few minutes ago. PPAN value, the account 6011260, the 100% value was changed to $15,437. PPAN 6011261 was revised and changed to $17,423 at 100% value. And again, just as the assessor spoke, this was a really confusing property for us for a little while because Merit Energy acquired Ozark Gas Gathering. And it's a gathering system that's kind of bits and pieces spread out between eight counties in Arkansas. Page number three, and again, this was handled by the PSC for about the last 5 or 6 years. And for some reason or another, they used a lot of different allocations and evaluation methods. And one of them was the income approach. And then they split it up between the pipe. And page number three, you'll see Faulkner County. And again, that's an assessed value that just came from the PSC for last year. It was $2,242. If I back out the 20% ratio, so last year it was valued at a market value of $11,210. And if we go to page four, this is again just a copy of the allocation and the value from the BSC. The market value for the entire property, the entire gathering system, was $2,111,250. And again, that's just confirmed again on page five. If we go to page six, it looks like an Excel spreadsheet. And it's just a five-year evaluation and tax breakdown. It shows that in Faulkner County, the value in 2017 was $10,335. Then it went to $9,410, $8,885, $11,210 last year. And we're currently up to $32,860 if we add both PPANs together. Now, the tax dollars we're talking about are listed below. You notice last year they paid $105.15. This year, with the estimated current value where it's at now, it's going to be $384. If we flip to page 7 in our packet, this was acquired by Merit for a total of $1.4 million. There's actually some pipeline that runs into Oklahoma on this as well. It runs into three counties in Oklahoma. They acquired the whole system for $1.4 million. They allocated $1,123,665 to Arkansas. You flip to the next page. This is just it's an income allocation. The very top part of the allocation is directly from them, and if you notice, there's an ad valorem tax line of $11,225 that they're deducting as an expense. And that's because the whole system last year, the tax on the whole system for Oklahoma and Arkansas last year was $134,000. So they're allocating $11,225 in their expenses. If you take their net income over the first 6 months, and I use a cap rate of 9% just to kind of evaluate the business as a whole, it shows that the overall income indicator, if someone were to come in and buy this pipeline, with the income that it was at, with the tax the way it was last year, would be $776,000. The part on the bottom that I've actually highlighted, I've changed to update what their accrual of tax would be for this year, because with the value that's owned in Oklahoma and Arkansas, their taxes are going to go from about $130,000 to almost $400,000. So if I back that expense out, then it's going to show that the income is in a negative. And if I put that on a cap rate, it's at a negative 427. Nothing that I'm going to ask you any further or try to get into that on, because with the limited small account here, that's really not going to come into
Okay.
If you go to page 9, this is from Merit Energy. This is directly from them that we've recently received, and it's the OGG, the old Ozark Gas Gathering System, active mileage by county. And if you notice, Faulkner County is not on there. So they're not calculating or stating that they have any active pipe there, which the assessor did bring up. The rendition did say inactive and abandoned. And we have discussed that. So the very last page is just a summary of facts. I've got the 2017 through 2020 average market value in Faulkner was $9,960. Now we're going up to $32,860. To kind of let you know what we're, why we're kind of really disputing all eight counties, is through the PSC last year, the whole system in Arkansas was valued at $2.1 million. And now, since it's gone local in eight counties, the market value is up to $25 million. So that's kind of why we're doing this presentation and going to present the same argument to every county. A market value increase of over 1,190% across the state. After discussing with the client yesterday, after talking with the assessor and people at the assessor's office, which were very nice and great to deal with, we talked to the client, and they feel that the inactive pipe that they shouldn't have to pay any property tax on. They feel like that they acquired only active pipe and kind of got stuck maybe with some inactive or abandoned pipe, and they're actually trying to figure out if it's actually even still there, but unfortunately they told me yesterday that it's going to be next Thursday before their land man comes back from vacation. So just to present to the board today, our opinion of market value to represent Merit is going to be $0 on both BPAN accounts.
Okay.
Gardner? My question is, do they plan to dig that pipe up so that they never continue to turn it back on, so that nothing ever flows through it again if it's zero? And my other question is, the difference across the eight counties, like he said, is correct. I don't know what the state's process is for doing anything. I don't know. They don't send us their renditions. They literally send me, I put in y'all's packet what they send me. They send me one sheet of paper with school district and assessed value. That's it. I don't know how they come up with it or anything. So obviously the difference is the process between the state level and the local level is the reason all eight counties, we all eight counties on a local level do the exact same thing, because we've all gotten together, all the oil and gas counties. We have gotten together and decided that we all value everything the same. We stay in touch with each other a lot to find out what we're doing. We all use the Oklahoma schedule until Arkansas is working on getting one. And so everybody across the board pretty much does the same valuation. And they still put on those inactive pipe because they could turn it on at any time. And it's their choice to not turn it on. So unless if the pipe's still on the ground and is there and it's rendered, then we put it on, whether it's inactive or active, because we don't know at what point they're going to make it active or inactive again. So basically the whole difference here is, for one, we don't go by value on real estate or personal. We go by market. And in this case, it's not market. In this case, we do the same schedule and the same everything for everybody across the board, no matter what the energy companies are. And we did do the 20% discount already because it's inactive. But that's basically the difference, and it does a fucking increase, but it looks like it across eight counties, and it's, I guess, the difference between the way state values it and the way the local process is the difference.
Can I rebut to the first question?
Yeah.
The contact that we have at Merit actually isn't actually sure if the pipeline is there or not. If it is there, it's inactive. It was always reported to the state. That's why we went ahead and reported it again this year before the client had time to confirm, I guess. Mm-hmm. But to answer the question, me as an agent, I don't know if they're going to turn that pipe back on. I don't know if they're going to drill any new wells in that county. Unfortunately, I haven't been a
also, so they don't have personal property taxes in Oklahoma. So their stuff's all, obviously their process is different on personal property in Oklahoma because they don't have any. So you're taxed differently when you go get your vehicle tags in Oklahoma. What else I was saying? My brain went blank.
I would just like to add that that is true, but they are, Pipeline is taxed in Oklahoma. I don't want to be that confused that they're not being taxed for the property that's in Oklahoma.
Yeah, because business personals are still done, yeah.
Okay, well, I think everybody said what they have to say. Has anybody else got any questions here?
Do we know when it was turned off?
Yeah, how long has it not had anything flowing through it?
You know what? I'm still trying to figure out and trying to track what wells that was actually going to it. And I've looked back over the last 5 years, mm-hmm. and it's been inactive. And I'm still, at least the state had it as inactive. I can't find any active well that was Ozark Gas Gathering in Faulkner County or Enbridge Gas Gathering is who it was even before it went to Ozark Gas Gathering. So without me knowing the wells, I can't tell you exactly how long it has been inactive.
Do y'all actually turn in a rendition the same as y'all do on a local level to the state level? Is it that same type of rendition?
Yes, it would be. But we have to file, it's about 35 pages. Mm-hmm. And we have to list all the income, and there's a lot more to it, but yes, we have to list that.
I was excited. I've never sent any of that to a local level, so we've never even seen what the state's process is, or even what they even receive from the taxpayer. Because I'm wondering,
I tell you what, after I worked for a county in the state of Texas for 10 years, and after talking to a lot of all eight of the assessors in the counties involved, I do feel for them because the state has assessed this for years and never really passed on any information except a final number
right to
the assessor. And, you know, and I believe, you know, the assessor's over the county that she has ever right, or she already has ever right to know what property's in that county, even if the state assesses.
Right. My question is, just because y'all changed owners, what made it stop being reported at a state level and started being reported at a local level?
Well, Merritt feels that Ozark Gas Gathering, if you look back at the last 5 years of their filing, mm-hmm. other than them changing the income and a few, you know, income and expenses, they just looks like blanketed about 32 out of 40 pages for the last 5 years.
Oh.
But Merritt feels that maybe this pipeline isn't even there. So that's, and unfortunately, and I will tell you, we see oil and gas companies buy each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And as an agent, we reach out to them and go, hey, well, what did you buy? And a lot of times it's, well, we bought everything. Okay, well, what is everything? Well, we're not sure. Can you find out for us? And what we do, our due diligence, is we start pulling old renditions. You know, we go back and start pulling and try to find out what's there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Merritt does have it's called an SHP file. It's a shape file of the pipe system. And they provided that to us. And there's no, and again, they provided us an active pipe list, and there was no active pipe in Faulkner.
Okay. So that's why I was wondering.
No active pipe.
In Faulkner,
There's pipe.
It's there. It's not active, yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I was just wondering yesterday if they were changing just the name, what made them stop rendering to the state? You'd think it would be the same process if the name changed. And that, because PSC has done that before, just sent us on the memo on the front saying that, you know, AT&T is now Verizon or whatever, and we just changed the name in our system, but they still render every year that same value, so I was wondering why they didn't just continue to go through the PSC and keep it the same way with just a name change.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've seen it both ways. I've been here in this office for 14 years, and I've seen clients acquire property and then realize that there was a ton of stuff out there that was never reported by the previous company, that now the new client was on the hook for to report.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the other way where the old existing company had been rendering a lot of property that really wasn't there.
Right.
So it does go both ways.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say a while ago is the truck. You know, we were using the example in here that if you you buy a new truck and you choose not to drive it because you don't want to put any miles on it or use any gas or whatever, and you leave it in your driveway, you still have to. We still have to assess it every year and pay taxes on it, regardless of if it's
driven
or not driven. So we kind of use that same thing on the pipe and stuff. There's never really been a good decision from anyone above us to say, just because it's in the ground and it's inactive, that it's not taxable. I think that would be some of the mineral, the ones that are making the rules and the Arkansas schedule. They definitely need to look at that to decide on their end in Arkansas if it's going to be taxable or not taxable based on if it's inactive or active. That needs to be part of their process that they look at. And I'm sure they're pulling Oklahoma, like he's saying. I'm sure they're looking at other surrounding states' oil and gas plans to find out what they're doing and the one they're working on for Arkansas, too.
I've got one question. With them, from what we're understanding, this was inactive as of last year as well. So what made the jump from 105 to 384?
And now it's local. They were rendered to the state last year. And the state just sends me that one sheet of paper with a mount on it. I don't know how they come up with that.
Yeah, one's a state figure and one's a local.
That's why I was asking him, why didn't they just continue to render it to the state then, if it's that so much cheaper and they are able to turn in all of their income versus everything else that we don't use the same process for.
And all the other pipe in our county is done with the Oklahoma schedule.
The exact same way.
And the only difference is for them is I did give them a 20% discount because it was idle.
So everybody else jumped up at 300%.
No one else has come from a PSC level to a local level. Everybody else has been rendering here every time, the same way the whole time.
Gotcha.
Right. That's why I was asking them why they switched from a state to the local.
Well, and let me touch on that. We actually did try to file to the state, and the state sent us a letter and said that Oklahoma Gas Gathering, previously Oklahoma Gas Gathering, was tied to Oklahoma Gas Transmission.
Okay.
That is a federally regulated company, and if a company is federally regulated, then we have to file to the PSC. Since it was previously federally regulated, or that's what we assumed as their agent, we filed to the state, and the state sat on it for 30 days and then sent us a letter back saying, hey, you guys don't qualify because this little piece that you bought from the big company is not federally regulated. It has to be local assessed.
Okay.
And that's exactly why our renditions were late as well.
Okay.
And I think if Merritt would have known that, so the state assessed it last year based on an income approach. And I think if just my discussions with Merritt, if they would have known, you know, that the market value was going to go from $2 million to $25 million, they wouldn't have paid anything for it. They would have left it alone.
Right.
So, you know, the state had a value of $2 million on the system last year, and they paid $1.2 in Arkansas, so they felt, hey, we're close. We're getting a good deal. And, you know, us as agents, we originally thought, okay, we're about $1 million off. This, you know, we can talk about this and push purchase price. But, you know, now that it's local, it's valued a whole different method, and it's a whole new ballgame for Merritt and the assessors when something comes off of PSC.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have heard everything that we need to hear. We'll discuss it, and you should receive a letter within 10 days.
Okay. I just want to thank you guys, men and women, for your time. Thank you for sitting on board, doing what you do. Assessors and you guys, I appreciate you guys, and thanks for talking to me the last few days. And I continue to have I've had a long relationship working property with everybody in Arkansas. Just to look forward to continue to do that.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
We applied a late assessment penalty fee, because it was August before they sent it to us. It's up to y'all, but I mean, we might could even do their penalties if it's because of a big mix-up is the reason they were late. And it wasn't,
sounds like it.
Yeah, and it wasn't just because they chose to send it late, because we received all their stuff.
What would our number be if we were looking, if we took the penalty off?
We have the penalties 10%. 10%.
It's not
$997.01 and $884 on the other. By this list.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be one suggestion I would make on that. And then also, if they go out and verify that it's not here, pipe's been dug up and it's gone and there's nothing there, then obviously they can get back with us and we will relook at taking this off and crediting it back if it's not there. And we told him that, but...
We can... I'll bet it's there.
But I would definitely think, you know, we do penalties because it's automatic and we sign something saying it don't matter what the circumstances are, we will charge them after May 31st. But sometimes we remove them if it's something that's...
Yeah, well, it sounds like some of their stuff got stuck at state.
I mean, if PSD sat on it...
And that's not no fault of theirs.
If they sat on it for a long time before they decided to tell them...
He said 30 days.
Then that's not really their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would be inclined to remove the penalties and get us a figure.
Okay.
And I guess we can put on record what that would be.
Yeah.
This afternoon?
Yeah, because I'll have to fill it out. I'll bring it back with the paper for y'all to sign, with it filled out, what the change is.
Okay.
And
then we'll
know what it is.
We'll affirm that then.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, do we need to make a motion?
I'm going to say, don't adjourn and then just pick back up with it.
Yeah.
Is that, could that work, Philip? If they don't adjourn and just pick back up when they have the numbers?
And at 1:30 is the next one.
Just call recess till.
Yeah. So I'm going to call a recess until 1:30.